Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
And we'll talk to Todd Furman in just a second. You're not sharing? You just got one for yourself?
I didn't know you wanted one.
Didn't ask. This hour of the show being brought to you by our friends at Storm Restoration Roofing, respecting roofing contractors right here in our area that can help you out. Greg Nelson, we've known him for years, and they're locally owned, have been for a couple of decades, A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. We're about to talk to Todd Furman about the best bets, but when you need the best bet when it comes to replacing any problem with your roof, it is this guy, Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing. Here's what you can get. It's a free, no-cost inspection. Free, no-cost inspection with no obligation. Greg and his team not going to blow you up after you get the free, no-cost inspection. Either you need a roof or help or you don't, and Greg's the honest guy that'll give it to you. Here's the phone number, 205-542-3531, 205-542-3531. You can also look him up, Greg from Pell City on Facebook. Just check and see if you need any roof help after these recent storms. And Greg from Pell City with Storm Restoration Roofing will help you out. As we bring in Todd Furman, I'll tell you, Todd, today, man, I've got on one of our great sponsors, Nut Dust T-shirts on. And walking down the hallway, I just realized that we're not in Vegas. My Nut Dust T-shirt would probably blend in out in Vegas. In a business setting up here, people in the other offices looking at me going, what does he have on? And is there a company called Nut Dust in the building now?
I was going to say, it probably turns a lot more heads and garners eyeball attention in Birmingham, more so than you would walking up and down the Las Vegas Strip at 2 a.m. I think people would just kind of smile, nod. You might get a wink, and depending on what you're after, you might attract an interesting kind of clientele.
Furman, let me ask you this. You know, I'm kind of a contrarian, but, you know, I'm like you, man. I really study this stuff, and the first couple of weeks have been, you know, last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, week one, I was 5-6. Last Saturday was 6-7. I try to be really transparent with all of our viewers and listeners. How have the books done overall on the first couple of Saturdays?
You know, honestly, LT, college has kind of been a mixed bag of things. The books got their brains beat in week zero as favorites really feasted when you look at a team like UCLA that did real well. But as far as week one results, it depends on who you talk to. And I think it's always interesting because if you cater to more of a recreational bettor, you're struggling a little bit early on. Whereas if you're taking some of that sharper action, you're actually reaping the benefits from it on the college side. Now, as far as the NFL was concerned, Sunday was a banner day. The only real decisions that worked against the house were Sunday Night Football with your beloved Rams covering every number known to man with that 20-point victory. And then Monday night, because it's a sign of the times, the general public and professional bettors both came in on the Las Vegas Raiders. So it put a little bit of a damper on an otherwise great NFL weekend, but college, not exactly the windfall that books would anticipate early on.
Todd Furman, BetTheBoardPodcast.com. He is on the Pepsi hotline. I want to start with a West Coast game. When you see Clay Helton fired and USC is about to play Washington State, what do you in Vegas do with that? And what does the general public normally do when a team is playing a team whose coach has just been fired?
I think it adds a wrinkle to handicapping, trying to figure out if the players are going to use it as a rallying cry to go out there and resurrect their season, because you can't let one loss become two, because suddenly if you start out in conference play 0-2, that can be a daunting task and a mountain to try and overcome. But when you look at USC, I think the biggest question marks we had with this team not only were Clay Helton, but what they were going to look like on the defensive side of the ball. And to Stanford's credit, they went out there, took advantage, and were able to do what they wanted when they wanted. The bigger concern here, though, if you want to make a case for the dog, Washington State has shown me absolutely nothing thus far. They're going through a bit of a quarterback conundrum in their own right. And if we use their only game against FBS competition, not exactly a ringing endorsement for Nick Rolovich's team when you lose outright to Utah State as a 17-point favorite in your first game of the season.
You know, I look at Alabama, Florida, and typically Alabama seems like, you know, it's either lay it or lay it or don't play it. And this is one of those situations where Florida's got a quarterback controversy and Emory Jones has not looked good, but it just seems like maybe in this spot it's too many points. It's come down to 14. It was at 15 and a half at one particular time. Which way do you play this game?
You know, this is a game that I'm going to have to watch real closely. We actually did an in-depth breakdown on our Bet the Board podcast today. And from a core number standpoint, Florida is the value side at anything more than two touchdowns. Now, when you try and break down some of the X's and O's, I think you hit on the key question. What are we going to get from the quarterback position for Florida? For me, Emory Jones doesn't provide that vertical passing threat that you got from Kyle Trask. Florida's weapons offensively, other than Jacob Copeland, aren't going to make us forget what they had last year in Kyle Pitts and Kadarius Toney. I do think Florida is going to be better defensively. This game has been a sellout, and it could be a little bit of an overwhelming atmosphere for a young quarterback in Bryce Young. But if Florida finds themselves down like they did in the SEC championship game, will they be able to battle back? I don't think this offense has those kind of capabilities, and I do think this Alabama defense will be the best unit out there. For me, I lean under the total ever so slightly, but it's not really a game I'm running to tango with. Very curious to see how it gets bet, because if we do see this number trending under two touchdowns, it'll suggest that professionals have an appetite to back the home dog.
A prime time on the deuce, Tulane and Ole Miss. Tulane impressive in a loss in the opener. Ole Miss, I like what their offense and their quarterback. This does look like a tricky, interesting game. What do you like about this one?
Yeah, this is a game I actually bet earlier in the week, honestly. Went over the total at 73. It's now up to 76. I still think there's some value and opportunity. To Tulane's credit, they're doing everything they can to troll Ole Miss, talking about how they have more SEC championships to their credit than the Rebels have been able to accumulate. Lane Kiffin, I think, understands what he's going to encounter in Willie Fritz's offense. So this game, assuming that the weather is going to hold up and no reason to believe it won't in Oxford, I think could look like basketball on grass. I think this Tulane defense we saw struggle to slow down Oklahoma's passing game. I mean, they were gashed in the first half, and it was more the Sooners' ineptitude in the second half that really kept that game as close as what it was. But I think Tulane a little bit more dynamic, and I still have major reservations about what Ole Miss is going to be on the defensive side of the ball. Side perspective, lean towards the dog if I can get 14.5. But again, like the total over, I think you're going to be talking about both teams potentially in the 40s here.
Todd Furman is with us, former odds maker, Caesars Palace, bettheboardpodcast.com. He is on the Pepsi hotline. I don't have the fountains in my front yard or the free buffet or the cheap rooms to stay in. Vegas does. But when I look at Indiana catching 4 at home with Cincinnati, I feel like a lot of people have put way too much into that Indiana-Iowa game, which included some pick sixes. It kind of got out of hand quick on Indiana. I feel like you're getting great value with the Hoosiers at home.
If you told me Michael Penix was going to go out there and look like the healthy dual threat quarterback we've seen for glimpses during his time in Bloomington, I'd have no qualms at all making a case for the home underdog. Tom Allen was pretty outspoken and said, hey, we love the fan support we got from the student section last week in a blowout win against Idaho. The problem I have with Indiana is their biggest weakness on offense plays into Cincinnati's strength on defense. That would be the Indiana offensive line against the Cincinnati defensive front. And I think what's been interesting so far, when you look at Notre Dame's performance on the defensive side, Marcus Freeman doesn't have them buttoned up. Meanwhile, Cincinnati, obviously, Luke Fickell may have his fingerprints over that defense a lot more than we give them credit for. Desmond Ridder has a chance to burst onto the scene here and really catapult himself into Heisman discussion with a good game here and against Notre Dame. This number, normally you would see underdog money coming in from professionals. It's actually been the other way in this spot. Number opened at 3, it's leaking out to 4. For me, I can see making a case to go under the total, but I get the feeling this Cincinnati team wants to burst onto a national scene. I just don't trust Penix's knee enough to hold up under the duress he's going to face Saturday afternoon.
Furman, watching North Carolina week one against Virginia Tech, the offense looked horrendous. And then watching Virginia early morning against Illinois, Brennan Armstrong, going back to last year, this guy can play. I thought this number would be a lot skinnier. It's 8.5. That's why the public is all over Virginia. I find it hard to play North Carolina. I love playing favorites when the public's against that favorite, but in this spot, 8.5 seems like a lot.
Well, you mentioned Brennan Armstrong, and he really opened up my eyes last week, although I'll admit I had no idea that that game was scheduled to kick off at 8 a.m. Pacific time, so when it was 14-0 by 8:15, I went, what the hell is going on here? But this Virginia offense, I don't think got enough credit coming into the season. Now, this will be a much bigger test for them against North Carolina than what we saw against Illinois. But by that same token, what is going to be the real North Carolina? A team we saw that struggled to do anything in Blacksburg in their season opener on that Friday night, or a group that got healthy, albeit against an inferior defense in the form of Georgia State. I think this game, maybe more than any game that's not getting national attention, will be a better litmus test in terms of how conference races are going to shake out. I made the game 10, but I'm a little bit concerned. I'm higher on North Carolina, especially without Bo Corrales offensively. So for me, I'm going to take a wait-and-see approach here, but I'm going to look to see if these offenses can go out there and light up the scoreboard. I made the total in the game 68.5, so just don't have a ton of wiggle room unless it ticks down to 64.
Statement game for Auburn and Penn State. Can Auburn make a statement?
The biggest question I think Auburn fans are asking is, what are they going to get from Bo Nix? I mean, you guys know the narrative as well as I do that when Bo Nix leaves Jordan-Hare, he just hasn't been the same quarterback through his first two seasons. You look at the games where he thrived away from home. One came in 2019 against an Arkansas team that finished outside the top 80 in defensive efficiency. And then last year, of course, he had some success against an Ole Miss defense that struggled to slow down everybody. Now, if Nix can be good, more like what we saw against Akron in the season opener, the sky becomes the limit for what Brian Harsin's offense is going to do. Because from a backfield standpoint, I think Bigsby and Hunter are outstanding and going to create real problems for Penn State. The other side of it, you do wonder, Auburn, who have they beaten? Are they battle-tested yet, taking on two lightweights? We saw Penn State at their best, going on the road to Camp Randall, knocking off Wisconsin in their season opener. 6 is a fair number. I like this game under the total, guys. I don't think we're going to see a ton of big plays. I think Auburn's defense is improved. And until I see Bo Nix go out there and put up crooked numbers and consistency, I think you go out there with a very conservative approach and you wait for one of these quarterbacks to make a mistake. I'll go under 53.5.
BetTheBoardPodcast.com is where you go to get Furman's podcast. He's with us on the Pepsi Hotline. To the Monday night game, the Packers did not look good enough to give 11 points to anyone Sunday. They're doing that for the Lions. Did we just see the worst the Packers can play, or is this number a fishy one?
So I'm not big on the Packers. Let me get that out there in the open before we dig into this game. I'm not big on the Packers this season. I think there are reasons to be concerned about Aaron Rodgers and his level of focus, because one of the things that he attributed his success to a season ago was spending the entire offseason during the pandemic, going through reviewing his mistakes and rededicating himself to the game. 2 years ago, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers maybe potentially being done in terms of touching that ceiling for elite quarterback play. But in this spot, knowing that Green Bay was embarrassed, there's actually been line value created on a double-digit favorite, which is rare to say, because before we saw the Lions against the 49ers and Green Bay get embarrassed, that number would have been 13.5, maybe even touching 2 touchdowns. Now, interestingly enough, when you dig into some of the historical numbers here, this would be the first time a team is favored by double digits the week after losing by 20 points since 2018. When it happened to the Patriots back then, they ended up covering against the Jets as a 12.5-point favorite. But things get even stronger when you talk about a team losing by 30-plus points. Going back to 2005, teams favored by double digits after losing by 20 points the previous week, guys, 16-7 against the number, tells you line value has been created. Buy a low on the Green Bay Packers in a divisional game here.
Intriguing game late Sunday, Cowboys-Chargers. I backed the Chargers last week. Ryan Fitzpatrick goes out early in that game, but I was impressed with the Chargers' Joe Lombardi's offense. He got a little too aggressive late in that game. I don't know what you thought about that, but I think the Chargers will be able to move the football in the Cowboys. Obviously, Dak looked fantastic week one against Tampa. The total's 55. Do you lay the points with the Chargers here or play that over?
Yeah, this total actually opened a shade lower at 52. So you've seen a decent size move up through a couple of key numbers in that 54 and 55. And you talked about that Chargers offense. I think 20 points on the scoreboard was extremely misleading for how dominant they were. Now, the yards per play numbers won't blow you away. They were under 6 in that particular category. But they moved the ball at will against the Washington football team, consistently had to settle for field goals. And if they're able to turn those 3s into 7s against an inferior defense, I think this game goes flying over the total. My lean would be towards Dallas if it gets to 3.5, but I do think the over the more compelling play. But with the total having been bet up full game, the best angle available still, going over in the first half at 26.5. I'm not quite sure where these stops come from. The only way it loses if we're settling for field goals instead of scoring 7s.
Jason and several people in the chat room, Todd, says, that's not what I expected Todd to look like. We, of course, on video now with a screenshot of you up when you're talking. When's the last time you've been carded in Vegas?
Like, you know what? I'm trying to think. It probably hasn't been nearly as recently as I would like. I'd prefer going into local establishments and going, hey, you look like you're under 30, but starting to get a little gray on the sides, and I attribute that to my lovely fiance and a dog that have aged me prematurely.
And unders, playing the unders. That'll do it.
Well, unders, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when you have to go through the nonsense in a Tulsa-Oklahoma State game that looked like it was going to be a rocking chair, I'm convinced that took multiple years off my life, but I guess I'm used to it at this point.
All right, listen, go to BetTheBoardPodcast.com, subscribe to the Bet the Board podcast, listen to it. Great information like you just heard from Furman, but much more of it. Follow Furman on Twitter as well, at Todd Furman on Twitter. Furman, we always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure, gents. Best of luck with your picks this weekend.
All right, buddy, you too. Take care. Todd Furman with us on the Pepsi Hotline.
Yeah, love a good ice-cold Pepsi on the golf course yesterday. And, LT, I love Wednesdays because we get to talk to Furman, and there's another reason I love Wednesdays.
Rockstar Wednesday means?
That's trivia.
Odie's Team Trivia every Wednesday night. Look, if you've never been before, you need to come out and see us. Me, Rockstar Will Haver, will take that stage about 8 o'clock tonight. It's a ton of fun. You can sit back, watch some baseball, of course, all weekend. Great place to watch college football. And also, you can enjoy some of the great food Rodney Davis cooking up for almost 25 years now. The award-winning wings, delicious burgers, my personal favorite, the Diablo sandwich. Come out and see us. It's a Birmingham institution. We do it every Wednesday night. It's Odie's Team Trivia. Come see us tonight. Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
All right, when we come back, LT's got his lock today, plus The Athletic. You know, I'm a huge fan. Mm-hmm. The Athletic polled 100 coaches in college football and staffers, over 100, and came up with the best jobs in college football. And that news about the AAC expansion, the top 1, 2, 3, possibly 4 teams they would target, all that still to come on the Big Show. Stay with us.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
The late summer weather is perfect for a stop at Timberline Golf Club. The Jerry Payton design course was voted by Golf Magazine as one of the best courses you can play in Alabama. A short drive from Birmingham on I-65, exit 228. Get tee times at TimberlineGC.com or call 205-668-7888. Great playing conditions year-round, and ask the pro Joe Cruzy about the TrackMan driving range where you can use the same technology as the pros. For lessons and tee times, it's TimberlineGC.com. Hey, it's Jim Dunaway from my friends at Royal Bedding on Highway 31 in Pelham. See their entire line of mattresses at RoyalBeddingInc.com. Right now, more than ever, American-made, Alabama-made means something. And that's what you get at Royal Bedding on Highway 31 in Pelham. Birmingham's only mattress factory and family-owned. Tom Ginger and TJ Vignale have been providing Alabamians with a great night's sleep for over 30 years. Stop by and see them on Highway 31 in Pelham and feel the difference of a custom-made mattress from Royal Bedding.
It is the American dream to buy your own home. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. Mortgage Right wants to make that dream a reality with branches across the country. Mortgage Right has all the resources of a nationwide organization while maintaining the charm of a local lender. Mortgage Right makes home buying simple. If you are looking for a quick and caring mortgage experience, Mortgage Right is your go-to lender. Get started by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR. Mortgage Right, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
We know that juicy, cheesy, grilled-to-perfection burger sounds amazing, but it does sound like something is missing. Pepsi, baby! The yin to this burger's yang, burgers and Pepsi go together like, well, like burgers and Pepsi. This perfect blending of flavors makes every bite of lettuce, every sesame seed on the bun, and every sip of that crisp, refreshing, ice-cold cola a journey to Foodtopia. Burgers, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
All right, guys, I don't know about you, but there is one game I don't ever want to be out of. And that's why I'm glad we have the Alabama Men's Clinic right here in Birmingham. They have treated thousands of Alabama men for ED. There are many different causes, like a heart condition, diabetes, a reaction to medication, or simply low testosterone. The Alabama Men's Clinic staff will find the problem, and some of you will be back in the game the day after your first appointment. You can set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000 or go to the website, alabamamensclinic.com. I know what you're thinking. A lot of guys actually just take a pill, but sometimes that pill doesn't work, or it can give you unwanted side effects. Let the pros come up with your game plan. There's no need to wait. Depression, anxiety, a new connection with that special person in your life. It could be all just one important play away. Call 205-598-7000 or get back in the action at alabamamensclinic.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. Are you thinking about football season? I know I am in this football season. Are you ready to have the better distance vision? That's right. Sitting in the stands, seeing all the plays on the field, LASIK surgery may be right for you. Call Michelson Laser Vision to make a no-cost, no-obligation appointment today. And with their affordable payment plans, you can afford to have it all. Football tickets and LASIK surgery. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, make that call today. Michelson Laser Vision, 969-8100.
The Double Down Media Podcast family is live, including the Mystery Fifth Hour, a chance for the Next Round host to talk everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, the weekly college football conversation, while sipping some of the most interesting pours of bourbon in the world. And the Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. Lance Taylor takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmont Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
Next round rolling on. We'll talk about those best jobs from The Athletic in just a second. And LT's Lock, the show being brought to you by the wonderful folks at Precision Sports. Boy, I tell you, the injuries are unreal right now in football. A big number of foot injuries happening in college football, and now we're just seeing them pop up. Judy's on the IR now. He's at least 3 weeks.
Lucky, though. I mean, watching that live, I thought it was a dislocated ankle. I thought he was done for the season.
Yeah, Mostert is out now for the 49ers, joining that list there. You heard Reese Davis earlier on the show talk about a couple of Oregon Ducks that won't be back anytime soon from their defense. So injury is always a big factor in sports.
Yes, our friends at Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, they can take care of it from pediatrics to geriatrics. Those injuries starting to pile up on the field and in the yard. Affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, 9 convenient locations, including the Southern Orthopedic Sports Medicine Associates location right there in Jasper. Now with 14 total providers, you can make that same day appointment for orthopedic and sports medicine care. Call 855-219-6200. Or visit them online, precisionsportsortho.com.
Brian Flores will not say whether Raekwon Davis will play the rest of the year.
Yeah, I saw that. That looked to be bigger than the pinched brace, but he looked perfectly
fine. He was trying to
come
back in the game. Yeah, he had his helmet back on and was lobbying to get back in the game, and Flores asked today again about Raekwon Davis, and he said, we're just evaluating it, and would not say if he could play the rest of the year at all.
Yeah, Will Anderson, the update on that, he did practice yesterday in Tuscaloosa, and he is going to continue to practice. If he progresses, according to Nick Saban, he's going to play, have a chance to play Saturday in the big game, and that's an injury update for you. Before we do the Lock Rockstar, you have time, if you can pull up, give me a little Dan Mullen, cut number 4 on the opponent here.
Does he go real high-pitched here? Dan Mullen, something I've noticed about him, I feel like when he goes really high-pitched is when he's nervous about an answer. He'll do the, I don't know, you know, that type thing.
See if he goes high-pitched. Little Mr. Bill, for those of you that grew up in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. He can get real high-pitched. I don't even know what the question is or what the answer is, but I always feel like he's uncomfortable answering it when he goes high-pitched.
Well, I have not seen this yet, so I don't know if he goes high-pitched or not, but would you say there's any pressure on Dan Mullen this week?
No.
To perform? No?
None? Well, to perform decently, I mean, you don't want to get blown out. I mean, look, that number, it's one of those, you're going to see multiple graphics as we get closer to the weekend. One of those is going to be Bo Nix, home numbers, road numbers, and one of those numbers is going to be, because it's a big game, Alabama-Florida, it's going to be Dan Mullen 0-10 against Nick Saban, outscored by this ridiculous amount. So you're at home. You're a two-touchdown dog, but you're still number 11 nationally. You played Alabama within a possession last year in the SEC championship game. You got to at least make it interesting.
Yeah, be competitive. And interesting stuff from Furman on that that you can catch at nextroundlive.com. Here is Dan Mullen talking about the opponent this week, the University of Alabama.
Oh, it's great. I mean, anytime. Very, very good.
You got to start it.
The first thing he does is go high-pitched. I don't even know what the question is. But the first thing he does is go high-pitched. Tells me he's nervous about this game, Lance.
Oh, it's great. I mean, anytime. Very, very good to play. You're getting the opportunity to play the number one team in the country. It's a great, great deal. You know, and I think it'll be a great for this team, you know, this team to see where we're at this point of the season. Obviously, it's a long year. The outcome of this game certainly is not going to define the season on either way. There's a lot of football to still be played throughout the course of the year, but it'll be a good measuring stick to where we're at this point of the season with this team.
I know nothing about the T-shirt, but why does he have a top five T-shirt?
So that's not where they are, so I don't know. No,
could be his top five T-shirt.
Rockstar, no. He's got some Steven Root in him.
He does.
Help me with Steven Root.
Steven Root, Milton. I mean, he's a really good character actor, but Milton from Office Space, the majority of people would know. Yeah. No, Milton from Office Space. Yeah.
He was in
No Country for
Old
Men.
He was. He had a bad ending in No Country for Old Men.
He was really good Boardwalk Empire.
You're good on News Radio.
Yes, he was in that too.
Yeah. Ooh, Jim got cool.
Jimmy
right.
D. Yeah. You normally don't get those. He's right. In spite of the high pitchedness, he is correct. This game does not define their season. Florida can lose this game and still do absolutely everything they desire to do.
Imagine this scenario, because the one thing coming into this season, we knew about the attrition on offense for Florida. Todd Grantham had to get this defense light years better based on that attrition. If Florida was somehow to win this game and Anthony Richardson went off against this Alabama defense, this is like a massive story coming out of the weekend, because now all of a sudden then we're like, wow, Florida is a contender to not only get to a 14 playoff, to win a national championship. I don't think it will happen.
I don't either. It sets up the cocktail party to be maybe the SEC game of the year at that point, because we had talked about maybe Alabama, Texas A&M is the SEC game of the year. It has lost a lot of steam with the Haynes King injury. So if Florida, and I'm with you, I don't think it's going to happen, but if Florida wins this game, I mean, the cocktail party becomes it. I mean, that's the biggest game in the SEC this year.
Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing every day gives you a lock of the day. More baseball tonight with LT, and it's brought to you by Jeremy Purvis and his crew. Whether it's residential or business, if you need a plumber, it's always good to have one on standby. And for me, it's Jeremy Purvis and Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing. You should, too. Check him out at ironmountainworld.com. Just drain it.
Had a nice bounce back in baseball last night, 3-1. Tonight, we are taking the Mets. Mets minus 170, big number going against John Lester and St. Louis, but we're taking the Mets minus 170. Hopefully another big night in baseball, but coming off a 3-1. Your Nationals a lot yesterday. Easy winner.
Easy winner for a Triple-A team like the Nationals.
I was going to recommend not taking the Tampa Bay Rays today. Got a win last night.
I looked at the Blue Jays. It's just, you know, the Blue Jays are so freaking hot going into that game last night, and it's a big number. It opened at two and a half, or minus 200. Robbie Ray's on the hill. He's been really good. It's dropped down to minus 170. It's a big number against your Jays or against your Rays.
Hey, yeah, I don't like that too. The Jays, the Rays, and the way I say Rays, it sounds like Braves.
It's a day game.
It's a
too.
Lot of A's.
It is a lot of A's.
I try to stay away from some of these day games.
Hey, but speaking of the Mets, the Once Upon a Time in Queens, I had no idea it was going to be four episodes. I thought I was getting in for two. The first two I very much enjoyed last night on ESPN. They're 30 for 30. The next two are on tonight. I thought it was really, really good.
You think any of those guys made curfew?
No, they did not. But here's what I told you guys before the show.
They like going to another town and drinking beer?
Among other things, yes. And they tell you what they like to do.
Other people's beer?
Correct.
Other people's women?
Correct, yes. And then the game. The game was third. Yeah. The game was third.
You got priorities, Brown.
Yeah. A couple things. Number one, a show like that, you got to get the key people to talk. Everybody talks. You can't understand a word Lynn Dykstra says, but everybody talks.
A lot of beeping?
No, he's gone crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's you crazy. Literally can't understand what he's saying. But, I mean, they got Dr. K on there, who God bless him, he's lived a tough life. Daryl Strawberry is on there.
So good. So good.
Tough life, Strawberry.
Yeah, Strawman was on there. Keith Hernandez is on there.
Oddly, I was on there. Didn't have sound up. I'm going to watch it in its entirety in an off time, probably. I just looked up, and Hernandez is holding a very large cat.
He does have a cat at one point, yes.
Not the first time.
No, it is not. Ron Darling, Davey Johnson.
Darling, probably the most subtle of the bunch, right?
Probably so. Wally Backman. Wally Backman, the former Barons manager, who I think ran into
some
tough times after
that. Is Davey Johnson still alive?
Davey Johnson is still alive. He's on
I looked up and saw a picture of Hernandez and Rusty Staub on the top step of a dugout.
I mean, everybody, all the major, Mookie Wilson, all the major players.
Davey Johnson, a little Edward James Olmos in him?
Davey Johnson.
I've seen Davey Johnson.
And Davey Johnson also got veneers. But anyway, it is really, really good. I highly suggest you watch that.
All right. That was the lock of the day, brought to you by Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing. 205-516-4927, ironmountainworld.com. Just drain it right there. After we will get into the story about the top programs in our next segment. A little late here.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. Quite all right. I did want to bring up, as we get ready for another huge weekend. What?
That's Edward James Olmos.
Yeah.
I never thought that about Davey Johnson.
I forgot he coached your Nationals.
He did coach my Nationals. Yeah. I was very excited about him.
The damn managers, man. You talk about retreads.
I know. They were Davey Johnson and Matt Williams. The Matt Williams got fired.
They're not afraid to do that, are they?
No.
Yeah. We gave our upset alert earlier. LT gave us Fresno State at UCLA. You like that game a lot.
I do. I think Fresno's a really good team. You know, I was a little surprised. I kept waiting for Oregon to pull away from them. And, you know, maybe Oregon was looking a little ahead to Ohio State, but Fresno's a good team, a lot of athletes.
Yep. Brown gave us earlier Utah at San Diego State. You like that game a lot.
San Diego State runs the ball really well. Utah could not stop the run against BYU.
Yeah. I gave you Central Michigan at LSU. I don't like the game at all. That's typical for our upset alert. I did want to get one more thing out right here, right now, though. When you talk about Kenny Chesney on this show, I don't think there's any fans here.
Do we
right?
talk about him?
If I bring up Kenny Chesney, not a fan.
I don't hate him.
Yeah.
I'm
I could not name one song.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
It's like Jimmy Buffett
country.
Yeah, he's a little fella, no sleeves, big hat, right?
Yeah but he loves him some college football, loves him some Tennessee football. He has a SEC storied that debuts on September 26th that I'll be all in on. It's called More Than a Voice. It's on the legendary Southern play-by-play announcers and some of their great calls, and it's a documentary about that.
I saw a trailer, and it looks really, really good. Our friend Tom Stipe, who is the engineer for the Crimson Tide Sports Network, good friend of all of ours, is interviewed for it, and he sent it out last night, and he's actually in the trailer,
yeah.
Stipe is. And it looks really, really good.
I don't know, you know, who the best. I mean, people, Larry Munson, you go Ward, you go
John
Crystal.
John Ward, Jim Fife, John Forney.
You got a lot of those there. Hey, part of our show being brought to you by the great folks at Gutter Cap. Then we'll get to those great programs ranked by the Athletic 100-plus coaches in on that report there. And some good news if you're a UAB fan wanting to jump to the American All still to come, LT.
I talked to our friend Chris Stewart today. He said if LSU comes back, wins the national championship, he's capping gutters for both of you guys. Absolutely.
Okay. I will not hold my breath.
It's a patent aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out the debris, eliminate that gutter cleaning forever. It's back with a lifetime warranty. Think about this. Almost a 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off the dangerous ladder forever. Do not get on that roof. It's dirty. It's dangerous. Cap it, don't snap it. 45% off the retail price right now. GutterCapBirmingham.com or call Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. Are you thinking about football season? I know I am in this football season. Are you ready to have the better distance vision? That's right. Sitting in the stands, seeing all the plays on the field. LASIK surgery may be right for you. Call Michelson Laser Vision to make a no-cost, no-obligation appointment today. And with their affordable payment plans, you can afford to have it all. Football tickets and LASIK surgery. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, make that call today. Michelson Laser Vision, 969-8100.
Nothing to do tonight. Want to bet? It's nonstop gaming action at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring fun bonuses and big jackpots. Wager and win on horse and greyhound races from all over the world. And try your luck on our popular sports parlay promotion. Don't miss your chance to win at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Located off I-459, exit 31. Must be 21 or older.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app. Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app. Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Four great locations right here in Birmingham. The team at Vulcan Tire and Automotive, they feel it's important for you to know they don't employ any salespeople or technicians that are incentivized with your commissions. When you are getting your vehicle serviced, the team is only incentivized to take care of you and your vehicle. That doesn't happen everywhere, but it does happen at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Again, four locations right here in Birmingham: Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, Vulcan Tire and Auto.com.
Take a second to listen to me. Do you have problems sleeping? Is your energy down? Your workouts not the same? Is your libido down? Your problem could be as simple as low testosterone. Whatever the challenge, the Alabama Men's Clinic has a solution. You can come in, get a medical consultation and blood work. If medically advised and you start your low T treatments that day in the office, your visit is free. Set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000 or go to the website alabamamensclinic.com. Another side effect could be depression, and most men wait a year or longer before ever getting tested. The goal line to better sleep, more energy, a rekindled love life, and more may be as simple as getting your low T checkup at Alabama Men's Clinic. Located in Birmingham to serve you, the number again, 205-598-7000, or one click at alabamamensclinic.com. That's alabamamensclinic.com.
Takauchi is a world leader in innovation for compact mini excavators, track loaders, and skid steers, and they continue to dominate the market today in design, capability, and power. With so many attachment possibilities ranging from milling heads to heavy-duty brush grapples to landscape buckets, versatility is unmatched. Contact Cowan Equipment today to experience this firsthand on your job site. From short and long-term rental options, flexible rent-to-own, or straight purchase options, parts in stock and service you can depend on, let Cowan show you what it means to have a trusted partner who will keep you ahead of the game. Give them a call today. 1-800-239-2694 or visit them online. Go to Cowan.com. Again, where you can always expect extra effort when it comes to your heavy equipment needs, call our friends at Cowan, the name you have trusted for decades. That phone number, 1-800-239-2694 or visit them online, Cowan.com.
The Next Round, rolling on right here. Hope you've enjoyed the show today with Reese Davis and Todd Furman. And, of course, our buddy Wimp with his pick of Stanford as his blue plate special.
Clap monkey tomorrow.
Yeah, we got Joel Clapp back on tomorrow, who puts Texas as the best job in college football ahead of Alabama. I saw Bomani Jones, who was looking for attention. He said something negative. I forget, when talking about great jobs, did not think Alabama was a good job.
He didn't think Alabama was a good job?
Yeah, you know, he's, you know, it's a guy looking for attention.
Well, I know, but you at least got a base.
Yeah, you really, you have to have like
you tell me about our friends at Redmont, and I will give a little.
Was he drinking it?
maybe so. I'll see if I can find some context to his tweet.
Right. Locally owned and operated, Charles Barkley, one of the great faces behind Redmont Vodka. Their aim, clarity, taste, color, smell, it's vodka perfection. Redmont Vodka is made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides that smooth finish that doesn't have a harsh aftertaste. It's 8 times distilled, available at your local package and ABC stores. Get in today. Fastest growing distillery right here in Alabama. It's available in Georgia, Mississippi, I think Texas, Florida now, New Jersey, New York, Ask for it by name. Get in, pick up a bottle today of Redmont Vodka.
See, you guys make me end up having to give publicity more than I wanted to somebody. Bomani says,
I don't even know where to find that guy right now.
He's taken Joel Klatt, his tweet, quick top of mind ranking. What is the best job in college football? Klatt went Texas, Alabama, USC, Ohio State, Georgia. Bomani writes on a tweet with Joel's tweet in it, quote tweet we call it, it's probably Georgia right now. I've got LSU as a better job than Texas, Bama, and USC, though. Bama is an awful job, despite how much a coach can win there, says Bomani.
Makes no sense. A guy's getting paid almost $10 million to coach there, does nothing but win games, gets absolutely everything he wants.
Best facilities. Great fan base.
Fan support is through the roof.
Where's the explanation?
There is none. That's just a stupid. Dunaway's right. It's an attention grab. As a guy that doesn't know football, does he even watch college football?
To me, the best jobs are the ones that give you a real chance to win championships, but also some realism about the years where you don't. And if you can do it without having to travel too much and recruiting, big win.
Well, so you win one every other year, and the years you don't, you lose in a championship game. Yeah. I mean,
and give me a program, a big program that's got realism about down years that's any good. That's why they're good, because their fans don't accept type of years.
He said Georgia was the best. Georgia fans know going in they'll find a way not to win a championship.
But at The Athletic, our buddy Bruce Feldman and their college football staff polled 100 current football coaches and more of staffers, which are athletic directors and recruiting coordinators, and ask them a very simple question: what is the best job in the country? And they come back with, depends on what best job means. One Big Ten staffer says ability to win a national championship. Are we talking pay? Are we talking job security? Are we talking lifestyle, facilities, budgets, blah, 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 blah?
I want all those things.
And they basically said it's whatever you consider the best job to be.
Okay.
55 first place votes of the 117 or so respondents said Alabama is the number one job in college football.
I would agree. And look, there was one time years and years ago, it was back during the Mike Shula early days, where I said at this particular point, I don't think Alabama's top 25 program, and people got really upset. But, you know, obviously they weren't ranked in the top 25. But that's before they had the facilities. Always had a great fan base.
But the truth is, when you said that, Alabama had fallen way behind in facilities. They had to spin hard to catch up.
And Bruce spells you out in the story. Everyone in Alabama works towards the same goal. It wasn't always this way. Mike Dubose and Mike Shula didn't get treated like this.
It was totally different. So, you know, a lot of this is cyclical. I do believe Texas will end up being one of the best jobs again. USC will have an opportunity to be one of the best jobs again. You know, for a minute, I don't know about you guys, I thought it was, you know, Texas, Florida, USC, 1, 2, 3, whatever order you wanted to put them in. Ohio State wasn't even a top three job at one particular point. Yeah. But now I think I would go, I mean, you can make, Clemson was far from the top 25. Now you can make an argument, Clemson's one of the top three jobs in college football.
And they point out here, Bruce does, that 55 first place votes is unsurprising. But what is more interesting to him is that that's 55 out of 117, so it's not even the majority of the people put Alabama as the number one job. Here's the rest of the list. Ohio State is number two with 11 first-place votes and a total of 308 points. So a big gap between Alabama and Ohio State, but still more number one votes for other programs not named Alabama.
But all the things we say of Alabama are also true about Ohio. Passionate fan base, all the money in the world, great facilities, anything you want. You know, recruiting is easier than most places at Ohio State.
A population shift that started a generation ago helps this next program to number three. Are you ready?
Georgia Bulldogs.
The Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
The third best job in college football, according to the Athletics poll.
I mean, there was a time in recruiting where you always said Florida, Texas, California. Those are your three recruiting hotbeds, and nobody's even close. And Georgia now is in that group.
And Louisiana.
Louisiana are in that group. And
this is more pressure on Kirby, though.
It is.
Yep. You got the third best job in America right now. Number four, the Texas Longhorns, right?
I just wonder if we overvalue it. But.
Yeah. Kind of agree. Now that it's in the SEC, I think maybe you can start to make that argument again, though.
But, you know, I go back to Chip Brown. This has always stuck with me. years ago when Chip Brown was on our show.
Baylor?
Yeah. I mean, Chip, who covers Texas, lives in Austin and covers Texas, said point blank, Baylor has the best facilities in the Big 12. And we're like, whoa, Chip, other than Texas. And he said, no, Baylor's got the best facilities in the Big 12, period, end of sentence.
Remember Alabama for a while, you know, all the love for football were way behind when it came to facilities.
They were.
It felt like you didn't have to build a showcase to get people to want to come there.
But to think that Baylor is ahead of Texas is pretty startling.
LSU actually has more first place votes than Ohio State, Georgia, or Texas, but they don't have a number of total points. So 14 people put them number one, but they weren't on number two or three or four for some of their lists. So they're fifth on this list, LSU.
All right, I got a weird thing that bothers me about LSU.
Okay.
Watch their practice video. Their practice fields are surrounded by a rickety-looking wood fence like your neighbor puts up around his pool 20 years ago and then never keeps it updated. I don't know why that bothers me, but it does. It makes it like low rent.
Well, I'm trying to remember the last time I went to a game. Have they had renovations lately?
They have.
Though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Their stadium is up to date.
Yeah, it's really nice now.
And I'm sure their football facilities are fine, but that always bothers me about their practice.
The reason they did this story is USC. They're number six on this list. Number seven, Clemson is on this list. And what you said earlier, it isn't an exaggeration to say Dabo Swinney made Clemson into one of the best jobs in America.
He zeroed out.
He did.
And they go back to the point where he went to his bosses and said, you can't win the Kentucky Derby on a donkey, trying to convince the trustees to spend like the elite SEC programs.
And they don't make the revenue the elite SEC programs make because the ACC TV deal is not as good.
Yeah, it's a big commitment. I'm surprised they made that commitment. Yeah,
I am too.
One rival ACC staffer said they have an incredible institutional support, much like you get at Alabama.
Yeah. I'm not surprised necessarily at that, but just to spend that money, they're doing it on a lesser budget than in Alabama or Auburn or LSU or somebody like that.
Oklahoma is eight. Number nine on this list, Notre Dame, with only two first-place votes. So we live in a time now of 117 people in the business, ADs, recruiting coordinators, and coaches, head coaches and assistant coaches, that only two of them think it's the best job in America.
I'm surprised there's two. So Bob Ryan, and I would say Beano Cook, but he's been dead for years, right? I mean, who would vote Notre Dame the best job in college football?
All of them have it. All the ones I've named you had some first place votes. Number 10 is the first ranked job with no first place votes. The Florida Gators at number 10. Top 10 job, Florida?
I mean, it used to be,
yeah.
When Urban Meyer was there. I mean, that recruiting base, I imagine their facilities are good. I do think they've had to build recently.
Michigan is 11. Texas A&M is 12. Best jobs in the country at number 12. Also receiving votes. So these are just 117 that just got votes. Miami of Florida, Oregon, Florida State, Penn State, North Carolina. One person gave 1 point to Northwestern.
Such a dumb.
Yeah, North Carolina?
Just one vote, just two points there. Not a lot there.
They
just
got votes.
Yeah. So, but the top 12 jobs, Texas A&M being included in there. It's an interesting read at The Athletic, the way they approach that. It takes a subscription, but I found that interesting, especially coming not from media people, from people that are inside the business.
Did you say Oregon on that list?
Yeah. Oregon was getting votes, right?
Yeah, just outside the top 10.
Yeah. They got 1 second place vote, Oregon did. No first, no third. They got some fourth, some fifth, and some others.
And did you say Penn State?
Penn State, mm-hmm. Okay. 16th after Florida State at 15. I'd have Penn State ahead of Florida State now.
I would too,
on my ranking. All right. I thought it was interesting there at The Athletic. Another interesting note when we come back, it's ACC expansion. Chris Bonini, another Athletic writer, with some sourcing, thinks he has the order in which the other group of fives would be interesting to the American Conference when Mike Oresko decides he wants to expand. In order, these schools in our final segment of the Next Round next.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Did you know 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the expert urologists at Urology Centers of Alabama are leading the way in diagnosing and treating men with prostate cancer. Early detection is the key to survival. Guys, if you're over 50, it's time to have your PSA levels checked. It only requires a simple blood test and physical exam. With 13 convenient locations, making an appointment is a no-brainer. Visit UrologyCentersAlabama.com or call 205-930-0920.
How do you know you're in a community, not just a town? Well, strangers smile as they walk by. They refill your coffee without you asking. And when you ask directions, people offer to walk you there. Communities give more. The way you know when you walk into First Bank that you are in a real community bank. Great products, direct access to your local bankers, and relationships that can last a lifetime. Don't just have an account. Have a community with First Bank. Member FDIC.
Football season is here, and Lance's favorite pastime is making your man pay. Lance'sLock.com is how we do it. College football, NFL, Major League Baseball, basketball, and more. We've had the site since 2015, and we've been winning for you ever since. It's the best value you'll find in sports handicapping, only $90 per month, and you get every lock, every league, every day. No complicated or ridiculously expensive packages. If you want your man paying you this year, get on board with all of us at Lance'sLock.com.
Stay up to date with the next round on the website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos from the show, plus podcasts like The Mystery Fifth Hour, Bama and Bourbon, Last Call, and others from our Double Down Media podcast family. You can start your day with the latest college football stories, plus easy to listen to hour-by-hour downloads of the live show. Nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or shop in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com.
After 40 years in business, Red Wing Shoes owner Steve Sikora has decided to give his stores a needed up-to-date look. The Hoover location now welcomes its customers to enjoy the ultimate fit experience. This updated showroom is now displaying the best Red Wing has to offer. Classic Pecos pull-ons, Red Wing heritage including the Iron Ranger, Irish Setter Work, and trusted Vasque outdoor footwear. And coming this September, the Trustful location will be moving down Highway 11 between Taco Mama and Metro Diner. Customers will love this updated cool look. Don't wait to visit the two new and exciting locations of Red Wing Shoes.
Let's face it, we all have a favorite something. This is LT, talking about my favorite men's store, Shea's in downtown Homewood. Why do I like this store so much? And what makes Shea's so unique? Well, to start, they have been in business since 1922. Yes, 1922. And they offer an eclectic mix of menswear brands from classic to contemporary, such names as Zegna, Canali, Peter Millar, and many more. They have an in-house alteration personnel who understands that fit is key, and Shea's gets it right. Whether they're fitting a suit, shirt, or jeans, they offer unbeatable service with a sales staff that truly understands the products and how they fit your individual lifestyle in any occasion. Whether it's your work, leisure time with friends, or a formal event like a wedding, stop by Shea's and see if you don't agree. This store is simply the best. That is Shea's in historic downtown Homewood, where you will feel at home when you arrive and well-dressed when you leave.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and Bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
All right, wrapping things up right here. Brownie is going to tell us about Standard for Insurance, and then we'll talk about what The Athletic has to say about the American expansion, and we'll put the wraps on the show. But, you know, I was playing golf yesterday, Brownie, over at the Meadows, one of our great sponsors.
You have become me. How many times have you mentioned you're playing golf?
No, I was going to bring up a point here. You never realize, if you're the last person on the course, how many people are hanging around waiting for you to finish?
And
you feel sort of guilty.
Yeah.
Like I was in the fairway on 18 looking up and see the last two people who are waiting to clean the cart and put it up for the night.
Numbers for years, several years anyway, I would give my cell phone number to the cart boy at Ballantrae and say, if this is the last cart, call me and I'll come in.
Yeah. Cart boy, hey, here's my
did
number.
Did they ever?
No, it never got to that. It never got to that. But I had done it before. I mean, I think they were cool, Lance, because they're getting paid by the hour. So I think they were all right to stay till 9.
Yeah, absolutely. Last cart on the course yesterday.
It's a great feeling. I love that feeling.
The four of us were out there, and the weather had gotten really cool because the sun had set. But as we were coming up the fairway, and I just saved, there's a rock, big two stones in the middle of the 18
number
fairway.
18, yeah.
And my buddy Kennedy had hit it on the drive.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he ran the cart over it.
And it bounced backwards. And then on his second shot, he never really got it off the ground well. Hit it again. It went whizzing past Benny Mac and my cart. And my life flashed in front of my eyes.
And you couldn't see it because it was dark.
Yeah. And so at that point, I was like, okay, I'm done with golf today.
Yeah.
And I started, we're coming. We'll be there
shortly. We'll be there shortly. Well, listen, Jim almost needed the insurance. And you all need it. You may as well be getting the best value you can. The way you make sure you're doing that is get an insurance checkup from my boy Jessup Standifer and the Standifer Insurance Group. Auto rates have lowered four times last 12 months, and the Standifer Insurance Agency can do that insurance checkup. They've been serving the Southeast for more than 20 years and have got the right products and right prices to earn your business. So here's what you do. Get your coverages of what you pay every month and call this number, 664-3200, 205-664-3200, or visit them all on the web, StandiferInsuranceGroup.com. Let them run the numbers for you, 664-3200, StandiferInsuranceGroup.com.
Final 2 minutes of the show. The Athletics' Chris Vanini thinks he has the order the American will look at for expansion. He does not have UAB first. Appalachian State and Louisiana, 1-2 for him.
Again, I would go UAB in front of Louisiana. Appalachian State's interesting. I hear Boone's like an awesome campus with really cool facilities.
It is, but it is in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Those are two really bad TV markets.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a metropolitan area with a market.
I think you look at this normally as, oh, that's a good team. It may be a good team, but it's in a crap TV market.
But they have a really good fan base.
They do.
That are very loyal, and they travel to bowl games and away games, and the story writes that maybe they're going to approach the Sun Belt philosophy of not worrying about market sizes and such like that, and more about fan bases, which is how App State got into that league to start with. UAB is third on the list because of facilities, the size of the market, and the growth potential of UAB.
Here's what I would look at, though. When I look at, and I don't know about Sean Clark at Appy State, I do know about Billy Napier. Once he takes off, can they sustain the success they've had?
No.
Appalachian State's been able to do that. Bill Clark looks like a guy that's never going to leave UAB. Yep.
So right now you would say App State, then UAB. Put those two together.
Close.
Skip Louisiana. Yeah. And probably with that in mind, skip the number four guy on this, four team on this list, Liberty. What are they going to be when Hugh leaves
exactly.
and without the Falwell guy in charge?
Bingo. That was the whole thing. The whole reason
But they
Hugh
still
Freeze,
have money.
They've got money, Lance, but the whole reason Hugh Freeze went there was the Falwells, not Jerry. What's the kid's name?
It was Jerry Falwell Jr.
Oh, it's Jerry Jr.? Okay.
Yeah, I thought so.
So Jerry Jr. recruits him and basically says, I want to become the Baptist Notre Dame.
Yep.
They've had a change in leadership since then, and that's what you're concerned about. Does the new leader want to be the Baptist Notre Dame?
Tricky right after Liberty is James Madison. Marshall, which has a history, Charlotte, Georgia State, UTSA, and USM way down the list for Southern Mississippi. So that's where UAB stacks according to the athletic sources of the pecking order if their information's right about the American. I still think that's a good place because they're not just going to go to. They're not just going to go to. They also point out there that if those teams leave Conference USA like UAB, would Conference USA try to raid the Sun Belt? They point out in the story that nobody in the Sun Belt would leave the Sun Belt to go to CUSA. Sun Belt teams do not see CUSA as a step up.
Well, it's been a better football conference.
Yeah, we brought it up for the first time last year, and especially early on with some of the Sun Belt upsets, that the Sun Belt is probably a better conference.
Yeah.
I agree. That's our show today. Very interesting stuff. We're back tomorrow. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.